Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where could this thing go? Because starting pitching, usually the key to pretty good baseball teams, and the Guardians have had that to go along with that lockdown bullpen.
Boy, have they. It has looked so good in the last month. It is starting to come together. It's starting to look like you're getting close to having that lockdown starting rotation that you had a couple of years ago when it was Kluber. And maybe, again, maybe not to that level because that level doesn't exist very often. But the Kluber, Carrasco, Bauer, Clevinger, maybe not to that level. But it seems like the talent is starting to find its way there that they could start anchoring that starting rotation once again.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. A guy who's been a key part of that rotation joins us right now, and we are happy to have him, Slade Ciccone, Guardian starter with us. Slade, good to have you with us. Thank you very much for your time.
Hello, Slade.
Yeah, absolutely. How you guys doing?
We're doing well.
Well, man.
So are you, by the way. Congratulations. How are you feeling about the way that you're throwing personally?
Say that one more time.
How are you feeling about the way you're throwing the baseball? Because you have been looking really good.
Well, thank you. I feel good about the way we're throwing the ball right now, just as a staff completely. We've been really consistent with our work and our approach here, and it's really paying off.
What has been the biggest difference for you from when you were with the Arizona Diamondbacks to now with the Cleveland Guardians? What's the biggest difference?
I think the diversity of the game plan for me is a really big key thing that's allowing me to have some of the results I'm having, and along with the consistency of commanding the baseball. We're using a pretty consistent 5.5, I would say, pitch mix because the cutter is starting to wrinkle its way in there, but a really consistent 5 to 6 pitch mix. The curveball and the sinker have been playing really, really well, especially last outing, and keeping the hitters guessing, man, not letting them just sit on one pitch or the other and, you know, get their G-hack off.
Last time out, you were terrific against the Athletics. I won't call them the Oakland A's because we're not allowed to anymore. But a 3-0 win, no runs, 6 hits. You had a walk. You had 3 strikeouts. You usually strike out more guys than that. But I thought, Slade, that was a really good – I thought it was great that you actually had only 3 strikeouts because guys were still putting the ball in play a little bit. You're using your defenders. You're not having to do it all yourself. Did anything – any eye-opening thing in that game for you? Because you could make the argument it was the best start you've had in the majors.
Yeah, I give a lot of the credit there to Hedgie behind the plate that day. The first time through, we had some punchies. We got a 3-run lead, and we were noticing how aggressive they were being. And with that 3-run lead, we kind of made the adjustment to say, hey, these guys are really swinging early. Let's attack with the sinker, the four-seam, the fastballs, and, you know, let them put it in play and see if we can, you know, really get some quick outs here. And that's exactly how it went. It was, you know, it wasn't that I wasn't striking guys out because the stuff wasn't there. It was, there were not a lot of 2-strike counts. And that's a way better case scenario. One pitch out on a ground ball is better than a strikeout in my book every day of the week.
And
we were able to be really efficient those last four innings and keep the pitch count under 80 through seven, which was awesome.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you threw 78 pitches in seven innings. Who does that? No, nobody does that anymore. That was really well done.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So you mentioned Austin Hedges. What's that relationship like between the pitchers and the catchers on this team, whether it's Hedges or it's Bo Naylor?
It's fantastic. I've had fantastic dialogue with both of them and working relationships with both. I've thrown to Bo quite a bit already. We have a great rapport and understanding of each other. And Hedges, he's like the godfather back there, man. I mean, that guy's brain works in baseball terms only, I swear. I mean, he's so smart with how he approaches the game back there, and he kind of just spreads that knowledge through the catchers, the pitching staff, and I feel like even the coaches. The coaches do a fantastic job too, but the way that he's able to, you know, take control of a game and really make in-game adjustments after that first time through the order is something that I admire a lot.
Slade Ciccone joining us, Guardians pitcher, who last year was a pitcher with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Guardians made a trade. They send a very, very productive hitter to Arizona, bring you back. And everybody's thinking, you hate to see Josh Naylor go, but this organization has a great history of identifying pitchers in other organizations and bringing them in here. Luis Ortiz with you right now, Corey Kluber, Mike Clevenger, Trevor Bauer. They've done this a lot, Slade. What was your reaction when you heard you were traded to an organization with that kind of a history and a great organization with a track record of developing pitchers?
Yeah, I was thrilled. As soon as I found out that I was going to Cleveland, I immediately was really excited because I went into last offseason knowing that I underachieved the year before and having some very specific goals on how to fix that and make adjustments for the next year. And as soon as I got on the phone with Cleveland, it was like we had been speaking the same language and thinking the same things, because all the things that I wanted to adjust and make better and add to my repertoire, they were thinking kind of the same thing, and they had some ideas and thoughts on how to do it. So marrying the what to the how was something that just fired me up as soon as I got to talk to these guys.
What's it like working with Carl Willis?
Gosh, he's the man. Oh, he's, you know, another pitching legend. What, 40 years in the show as a pitching coach? There's so much knowledge that can be taken from him and wisdom, but also I love the way he shows up the field every day, the exact same demeanor. Every mound visit is the same. It's calm. It's focused on the hitter, being productive, getting you refocused, giving you a breath. He knows the game of baseball so well, and it's even in the little things, you know, it makes the difference.
Slade Ciccone joining us, Guardian starter. I want to go personal and not baseball for a second. Mm-hmm. The name Slade rocks.
Thank you.
It's an A+ name.
That's a great name. Just so you know, you're not the only guy ever named Slade to pitch in the major leagues. Or to be in the major league. Slade Heathcott was in the majors in 2015. But so you're in a very small group.
Small group, yeah. There's only been a couple. There's another one actually coming up with Arizona. I got to meet Slade Caldwell, I think.
All right. So there might be three Slades.
There may be, yes. Slade versus Slade would be a really sick matchup.
That would be nasty,
man. The Slade Brotherhood. That's what we're here for.
When I looked something up today, I saw your middle name.
Yes.
I'm sure you're the only guy with the middle name Gustav playing in the major leagues.
Wait, Gustav?
This is what it said.
No, that must be some spoof. You got spoofed.
What is it?
You got duped.
What's your middle name?
Gustav would be sick, though. That'd be Slade.
Wouldn't that
Gustav
be a, that'd be a name and a half?
That would be nasty.
What's your middle name?
Slade Devin. Devin Ciccone. Slade Devin.
Devin.
I might have to get that changed, though. Or maybe I'll
Gustav is way Slade. Too, even cooler than Devin.
Slade Devin Gustav Ciccone.
You could add that. Where'd your folks come up with Slade?
I from what I've heard, it's a baby name book that they were looking through. Dad picked Slade. Mom's favorite was Devin. It was Slade Devin Ciccone, and then my mom got first dibs on my brother's name.
Nice. And that is?
And my dad picked his middle name.
Yeah, go check your Wikipedia page. It says Slade Gustav Ciccone.
You know, I might, instead of changing the Wikipedia page, I might have to just change my name.
It's not a bad way to go. check with your mom, though, because, man, that's the last thing you need in your life is for your mom to be grumpy with you.
Giancarlo Stanton used to be Mike Stanton, right? Giancarlo used to be Mike.
Oh, yeah. I was a big Marlins fan. It took me a little while to stop calling him Mike.
That could work. I have one other for you. Now riddle me this one. I put two and two together, and I thought, there's no way. Apparently, I'm sure when you grew up as a kid, you watched Mr. Rogers on TV, right? From the PBS fame. He went to Rollins College there in Winter Park, Florida, where you're from.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
And he wintered in your hometown. Did you ever run into Mr. Rogers around town?
I've never run into Mr. Rogers. No, my brother actually went to Rollins College. That's so funny.
Well, your brother and Mr. Rogers, so there you go.
Yeah, maybe he ran into him.
That might have been. You're part of a rotation that, especially the last couple of times through the rotation, has looked really good. And this organization has always had great starting pitching, especially in recent years. The thing I love, all five of you guys right now are 25 or 26 years old. How's the camaraderie of that group, Slade?
Oh, we're really tight knit. We're a close bunch of dudes. We spend most of the time with each other because we're on the same schedule, chopping it up in the dugout, in the training room, doing our recovery work together. We're very close.
All right. So then, we've covered Hedgy. We've talked about Bo Naylor. You got a third catcher hanging around there, at Stephen Vogt as well. Is he butting his head in with all sorts of pitching ideas as well, or is he leaving it to the other two?
He's left it to the other two so far. I don't know behind the scenes what they talk about, but with the staff, he's kind of left it up to them. But I'm sure he's imparted some wisdom on the two catchers being, you know, having the career that he had.
Slade Ciccone joining us, Guardian starter. You mentioned when you immediately talked to the Guardians after the trade, you guys were on the same page. What have you seen from this organization in a pitching standpoint, Slade, that might be different than things you heard in the past, not just with Arizona, but, you know, when you were at Miami in college and all the pitching work you've done in your career, because the reputation here is that this team knows what to do with pitching. What have you seen?
Yeah, I think kind of the beauty in the answer to that is there's not one thing that makes a pitcher, you know, great. There's not a cookie cutter approach. There's not like a specific profile that everyone follows here. They do a fantastic job of marrying work with the training staff, of understanding your ranges of motion and where you excel at strength-wise, and figure out your best mechanics. And from there, they don't just look at, you know, TrackMan numbers to tell you what to throw. They look at shapes and tunnels and how certain things are going to play off each other rather than just trying to analyze your pitches in a vacuum, which is really, really refreshing because it is, you know, pitching with your eyes rather than, you know, just you throw a good pitch, you trust your eyes. You don't have to look at a screen to tell you that it was good. And sometimes that screen will lie to you because it'll have maybe a little less movement or a little less this, but, you know, a hitter can't pick it up versus bigger movement, breaks earlier, hitter picks it up, it doesn't tunnel as well with another pitch. So they just have a very holistic approach to pitching here that doesn't put you in any sort of boxes. It allows you to be creative and be the best version of yourself much more fluidly.
That's really cool stuff. So how much time do you spend on tunneling, if you don't mind me being slightly nosy? Because that's something you hear all over the place, of making all these pitches look as similar as possible. And, I mean, goodness, you go on Pitching Ninja's Twitter page and you'll see enough tunneling to blow you away. How much time do you spend on that?
I think that is probably the most important aspect of what we do. And a lot of it comes down to making sure that your delivery and your release points are the, you don't want to say exact, but as close to the exact same on every pitch, because that's where tunneling starts, is in the delivery. If you're changing your delivery in your arm slot to throw a pitch and make it move more, it's going to be counterproductive because the hitter's going to be cued into it. They're going to, you know, every hitter can see every pitch and every metric of every baseball you've ever thrown. if you're doing something different on a pitch, they're going to know. So doing everything the exact same and trusting that even if it's got a little less movement, it's going to be more deceptive. And that's going to always play over just sheer movement.
All right, I saw on your Instagram page you're an avid fisherman. Have you hit Lake Erie yet?
So on the off day a few days ago, I did very briefly. It was a hot day out, so I didn't do too much fishing, and the fish were pretty lethargic. But I caught my first freshwater drum, so that was cool.
Oh, nice. All right. That's awesome.
Well, here's hoping to get out there a whole bunch more and the fish start moving a little bit more as the water heats up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Slade, thank you for your time. Great to have you with us. Wonderful talking to you. I'd consider Gustav. I mean, that's really cool. Either that or find out who in the heck did that to you.
I'm going to keep that in my back pocket. You never know. Maybe it'll come to fruition one day, and I'll be Slade Devin Gustav Spicone.
It's going to be awesome.
Don't tick off your mom. Don't tick off your mom.
I would add a second name. It would be two middle names.
That's not a bad idea.
Perfect.
That's not a bad idea. Continued success. Thank you, Slade.
Thanks, Slade.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Slade Ciccone joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
If you missed that, go back and listen to it on our website later on after the show ends on 92.3thefan.com or on the Odyssey app. He was outstanding. He was really fun to talk
excellent.
With.
Excellent.
Yeah, his Wikipedia page says his middle name is Gustav. I know you can't believe everything you see on Wikipedia, but that, I thought, okay, that one looks pretty good.
Well, you got duped, my friend. You
his baseball duped. Reference page has his middle name buried as Devin. So,
well,
I didn't double check my sources on that.
It's
funny because I was on his baseball reference page looking other stuff up, but didn't look at his middle name.
It happens.
Liked it, though. He might go Slade Devin Gustav Ciccone.
I mean, either that or we just start adopting it as a nickname for him. But why would you nickname Slade? Slade's perfect.
Well, Slade's perfect.
That's like two thumbs up.
You almost don't need a middle name. You know what I mean?
I mean,
you almost don't need a middle name. Your name is Slade.
Slade.
That's all you need.
He was very good. He was very good. All that It is amazing. And I think the best thing that came out of that interview, at least to me, Jeff, is the fact of what he said about Austin Hedges.
Because that was fun. I mean, it screamed manager in waiting, didn't it?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, we have all screamed about Austin Hedges in the lineup at one point or another. And sitting there going, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this guy's out there. He can't hit to save his soul. But you hear Slade Ciccone talk about Austin Hedges, and you're like, I get it. I now know why that guy is out there. They have always, always, always favored having a second coach on the field behind the plate more than anything that they have been able to do with the bat.
It's hard to not see the value in Austin Hedges. If you know anything about pitching and how valuable a catcher is to the pitcher, and even, you know, a guy who's not playing every day like Austin Hedges, you understand the value of Austin Hedges to this team. And Slade Ciccone certainly does. I think it's interesting, Dan, his reaction when he was traded to the Guardians. And think about, you know, Indians teams in the past. And you got to be a little older maybe to get all this. The place you didn't want to get traded to was Cleveland. Team wasn't very successful. You were playing, you know, in an old stadium. Was empty most of the time in comparison to the number of seats. And now he gets traded to Cleveland, and he is pumped up about it.
Right.
That's awesome.
It's all a perpetual evolution. Like, right now, I think if you got traded to the Rockies, you would immediately be like, oh.
Going to the Rockies. Ah.
Or like if you were.
Well, especially if you're a pitcher.
Or like if you were traded to the Pirates. Like, the Pirates are another one that ever since that bump with Clint Hurdle and that whole group where they were throwing so well is kind of like an, oh, seriously? It's all cyclical that way. And so the Guardians, with having to figure out their pitching and basically becoming the pitching factory that they are, where they bring these guys in, they tweak a few things. Slade talked about it. I came in as a six-pitch pitcher, or a seven-pitch pitcher. Now I'm down to like 5.5.
And, you know, that's an interesting thing because you see a lot of starting. It used to be, hey, I get a three-pitch mix. Mm-hmm. I throw four pitches. Guys are now throwing 5-6 different things. And it's interesting that the Guardians kind of refined it a little bit for him, and it seems to be working.
It does, and they do such a good job with that. And I think having that secondary coach on the field and those catchers makes it, again, like I was going to ask him, and I didn't get around to doing it. How many of the pitchers in the Guardian staff do you think are calling their own pitches? Because you know the pitch comp thing, it goes two different directions. Like you watched it last night with Max Scherzer. Max is calling his own pitches. Like, there's no denying that Max Scherzer, the control freak of all control freaks, is calling his own pitches through the whole thing. And I wonder how many of the Guardians pitchers are doing the same thing, where you're seeing them with the pitch comp either on their glove or somewhere else telling Bo Naylor or telling Austin Hedges, because it feels like that organization is very much like, no, we have these guys who are just baseball savants, for lack of better terminology, back there who can take control of this. So then that way, all you have to do is just throw and hit the glove and not have to think about sequencing and not have to think about all these different things. They got all that covered. You just throw.
He's really done a nice job. And, you know, I miss Josh Naylor on this team. You miss Josh Naylor on this team. I think this team misses Josh Naylor. Let's put that to the side. Again, and it's still early, but again, it looks like this organization has identified a pitcher with another team. Slade's ERA was over 6 last year with the Arizona Diamondbacks. He started 13 games, appeared in 21 games, I believe. Started 13. His ERA was like 6.6. It looks like they have yet again identified a guy in another organization that they thought, we like this. We like what he's doing. We can make it work. We can help him. And they've done it.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool. And it's such a, I mean, pitchers like pitching in this organization.
Yes.
That's so cool. That's really cool.
It is cool to have one of the pitching factories that these guys will just, again, identify out of, or you get the veteran who takes the pay cut to come on in because they know that, hey, even if it's just I take a year in Cleveland or I take 2 years
well,
in
that's
Cleveland.
That's why Matthew Boyd was here.
I can reestablish myself because these guys will help me to figure out what I need to do better.
That's why Matthew Boyd was here, was it not?
Pretty much.
And didn't it work? Yes, it did.
Very well. And he's pitching well for the Cubbies this year, too, and good on him.
Yeah.
I mean, it is really cool to have that here. And now I'm going to sound like the spoiled brat fan that I am, which is, how do we get that on the hitting side? What do the Guardians need to do to be able to get a similar concept on the hitting side? Because, boy, it would be nice if you could have both instead of just one.
Well, that's a fact, Jack.
Boy, would it be nice. And I don't know what the answer is. I have no idea where you could point to and borrow ideas and or hire someone from there. I don't even know. But golly, it would be really nice to be able to like consistently count on 4 runs being scored in a game. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes. Is it too much to ask? No. I'm so used to it. You're so used to it. The thing about the team is the consistent offensive productivity. And no team scores 5 runs every night. Let's be fair. No team does that.
Correct.
But our team doesn't do it as often as you'd like. How's that? And we see a lot of 3-2-1 run outputs from the offense, and that's a tough way. That's a tough way for a pitcher. I mean, imagine this pitching. At least the way it's been, especially as of late. And then this bullpen. Imagine if you were getting 5-6 runs a night.
Be nice.
You're going to win 100 games.
You'd have so much wiggle room.
Pitching. Yeah.
You'd have so much wiggle room as a pitcher.
Yes.
Instead of going out there knowing, okay, I got to keep them. I mean, of course, you're out there with the mentality of they're not scoring today.
It also allows you to be in more of an attack mode as a pitcher.
Right. It would be, and again, and if I'm speaking out of turn for you, please correct me accordingly. I'm not saying I want Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Andy Páez, Max Muncy. I'm not saying that's what we're looking for here. I'm not saying I want Aaron Judge. I'm not saying I want Lindor into Soto, into Pete Alonso. Like we're not screaming for that. I'm screaming for an offense that could get me 4 runs. 4. It should not be this difficult, and we should not be surprised when they get more than 5 runs in a game. They make us all go, oh, wow.
Hey, you had plenty of offense.
Look at that.
And in the rare occasion, like what the other night, Guardians scored 6 and lost 10-6. And you think, oh, the pitching let you down. Well, the pitching's not going to be perfect every game.
Right.
I mean, there are going to be nights when you have to outscore the other team.
Hunter Gaddis had just a rough outing. It happens.
Right. That's just the way that goes. I mean, the guys, major league hitters are pretty good. And our team just needs to score more runs. Oddly enough, the Guardians aren't last in the majors in scoring runs. It just feels that way to us. The Rangers, Rockies, White Sox, Pirates.
I was going to say, let me guess.
And dead last? Kansas City Royals right now.
Kansas City.
At least in total runs.
Yeah, the only one that's really hitting right now for them is Bobby Witt.
Runs per game, Pittsburgh's lower, which, Paul Skeens is thinking, where can I go?
Total sidetrack. Hang with me. I'll bring it back around. Did you see yesterday he gave up the most amount of runs he's ever given up in an inning with 4?
That's amazing.
He gave up 4 runs to the Brewers in an inning. It was the most runs he's
given up. Oh, career worst.
Yeah. It was one of those. I was just watching it yesterday going, Jiminy Christmas. But there's something to behold when you've got that guy there, but he's got so much pressure on his shoulders because he's looking at it going, okay, unless O'Neill Cruz cranks one out, we're going to have a rough afternoon.
Yeah.
Unless Brian Reynolds can piece one together. And I feel like these starters are the same way where it's like, okay, unless Jose Ramirez cranks one out and Stephen Kwan can get on base before then. And hopefully this Lane Thomas renaissance continues for a good period of time. But outside of that...
I'm sorry, a renaissance is 2 games?
Hey, man.
Take it where you can get it, right?
If the 86 shadow turns over 2 days in a row, you're calling it a win. I mean, that's the life that we're living here.
86 shadow. That's funny.
We're calling it a win.
That's funny.
If Carlos Santana can... It's part of my reasoning, and it's something you and I had been talking about before in the call. It's part of my reasoning that I look at some of the guys in these platoons and I continue to say, hand the keys to him for 100 at-bats. Let's figure this thing out instead of jerking him around all over the place and going, oh, no, this guy throws left-handed. You can't hit that. That'll break your brain. It's coming from the other direction. My God. Like, yeah. Instead of going about it in that way, hand these guys 100 at-bats and let's figure out if they could get some consistency to them. Like, you've been screaming Nolan Jones. I'm with you. I know he strikes out. I know you would like him to walk more. I know he doesn't make as much contact as you dream of.
He looks like a ball player, and he hits the ball hard.
Hand him 100 at-bats. Let's see if he can do this. Let's see if he can be the answer in right field that we've been platooning since Moses Cleaveland landed on the shores.
You know, the tough thing, and it's a real skill to be able to hit well in the major leagues without consistent at-bats. That's why... You know, the name Gates Brown comes to mind. And anybody who's a baseball fan from the 70s, Gates was a tremendous pinch hitter for the Detroit Tigers. He's from Toledo, I believe. And guys picking up a bat, going into the batter's box and hitting without doing it on a daily basis, that's difficult. And that's one reason why platoons don't usually work too well. And that's why I'm with you, Dan. I've said it. Give somebody a bunch of at-bats in a row. I mean, you didn't want to commit to a bunch of guys as your regular outfielder. Right? You moved on from Will Benson and Nolan Jones, first and second round picks in the same offseason. And you brought one of them back. That's good. Let's see if he can play. Let's see if he can actually become a guy who you just pencil into the lineup and you leave him alone. And the weird thing to me about the platooning of Nolan is that his splits, and I've mentioned it before, he hits lefties career-wise better than he hits righties. So why would you take him out against lefties? Or better yet, why would you play him against righties? Well, because, you know, he's a left-handed hitter. He's supposed to hit righties better. But he hits them both the same. And the guys he's platooning with, it's been John Kenzie. It's been Jonathan Rodriguez. They're not hitting. So give somebody a lot of at-bats and see if you can't find some offense. No?
That's my thought. I mean, I understand that he strikes out a bunch. I know it is frustrating how much that he strikes out. But when he gets a hold of it, man, it goes. And there are not many guys in this lineup that you could say that about. That when they get a hold of it, it goes. And it's fine to have one or two guys who strike out 25% of the time. It is fine to have one or two of those guys in your lineup. It's not going to tank the lineup, especially because if the other ones, they're making really loud contact.
Yeah.
And you hit the ball hard, it's hard to field, whether it's because it flies over the fence or because it's flying at you. Like, I like those guys. And it's not a bad thing to have them. And especially he's walking 10% of the time as well. You could stomach that. Like, yes, would you like that at 12, 15% of your at-bats? Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But goodness, give the guy an opportunity with 100 straight at-bats and figure it out instead of jerking him around.
Agreed completely. Just leave him in the lineup and go. They have some things to sort through. We'll help them do that. Today's starting lineup as well. Coming up next on Baskin and Phelps, Dano in for Andy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner over there, Dan Menigan, he's in for Andy Baskin today. Baseball, afternoon baseball for the Guardians. They finish up against the Toronto Blue Jays over at Progressive Field.
It's time to check on Cleveland starting now. Powered by Bet365 Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the Cleveland Guardians.
All right, gentlemen, or gentleman.
But you're talking to yourself, too.
I know.
Yeah.
You get so used to saying the same thing over and over again,
yes.
And your brain just breaks. Your starting lineup for the Cleveland Guardians today against the Toronto Blue Jays. Your pitching matchup, Kevin Gausman going with Tanner Bibee. That's going to be a fun one. Gausman's yep. A good time to watch. In left field, the leadoff hitter, Stephen Kwan, hitting second for the Guardians today. Kyle Manzardo will be manning first base as well. The third baseman, Jose Ramirez, will be hitting third today. Carlos Santana will be hitting fourth, designated hitter. The fifth hitter will be Lane Thomas. He'll be out patrolling right field. At second base will be Daniel Schneeman. He will be hitting sixth today. Hitting seventh, Bo Naylor, the catcher. Eighth, the shortstop, Gabriel Arias. And hitting ninth will be Angel Martinez, the center fielder for Tanner Bibee versus Kevin Gausman at the corner of Carnegie and Ontario. First pitch, 1:10 today for the Guardians, and that is your starting lineup.
That's Cleveland starting now, powered by Bet365 Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the Cleveland Guardians.
Our guy Nolan Jones isn't in there today.
Can't have nice things. Just not allowed to have nice things.
You know, I'm not convinced that Nolan is going to be a bust out big time Major League Baseball player. But he had a really nice year. I know Colorado's hitter's paradise. I know had a really nice year when he went to Colorado. Hit over 20 homers, drove in over 60. And I would just like to see, as you pointed out last segment, as I've said in the past, wow, I'd love to see every day at bats for him. And I get it. You know, every guy deserves a day off once in a while and blah, 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 blah. But the platoon situation doesn't seem to be working. The problem is this. You've got a glut of guys in certain spots, and you're trying to figure out center field. We tried to help the other day. Put Stephen Kwan in center. He's got three gold gloves in left. He's been primarily a center fielder until the minute he set foot in Cleveland. He was a center fielder his entire life. And then maybe you put a couple of bigger bats around him if you can find two guys that can hit. And then you go, because then you've got a center fielder who you would assume can play pretty good defense in center. And he can hit, different kind of hitter. And then you get your power out of the corners, get a little more thump. And if Lane Thomas can keep hitting, certainly, Dan, he'd be in that conversation. Nolan Jones in that conversation. And maybe some of the young guys who are in AAA right now in the conversation when the organization deems them ready.
I can see why they don't. I can understand why you don't put Stephen Kwan at center field.
Yes, I understand.
Because of the speed, you're worried about the leg injuries, that kind of stuff. I understand all of those things. I accept those as a reasoning. Like, makes sense. But I'm with you on this, where, okay, so then let's figure out somebody who could go in center field with some level of pop. Now, that doesn't totally exist. You know, there's not a whole lot of center fielders that are out there that can do that. And I'm even fine if you're like, all right, our answer in center field is going to be Lane Thomas, and we're just going to deal with the fact that he's fast as all get out, has a really strong arm, and we're just going to deal with the fact that fielding balls in the outfield for him is a bit of an adventure. I'm even okay with that idea at this point, because at least Lane Thomas can draw walks and hit every so often. Okay. The problem that I will have is the fact that you continue to throw more logs in the log jams. That's what does me in. You've got a log jam in right field. Yeah. You got a log jam at first base. What do? You send a guy who was in right field and Jenkenzie Noel down to AAA and have him play first base.
Although he is a first baseman. He's got extensive first base on his resume.
But you're just rearranging the deck chairs. Like, you're just you basically have two massive piles, and you think to yourself, oh, I'm just going to take one thing off of that massive pile and put it on top of that massive pile. Well, that'll make a difference.
Let me ask you this one. How long do they keep doing that? How long until they make some decisions and sort through some of the guys that maybe aren't doing the job that you're looking for? You know, you're giving a couple of the guys in right field you have this year, Jenkenzie, who was so fun to watch at times last year. Now Jonathan Rodriguez getting his chance. Will Brennan got a little bit of a chance, and then Will unfortunately got hurt. How long are you going to keep giving these guys a chance before you make a decision that you think, all right, this is better for the team, and we're going to just keep rolling these other guys out there?
I don't know. We're going on close to 10 years when it comes to shortstop. I mean, it feels like they...
Although you thought you had one in Rocchio.
Right. It feels like this is just the way of life. This is just the way we're going to live, is we're going to have log jams at certain positions, and hopefully the best one can grab it. The questions that I have with that is, well, how are you going to let these guys grab these opportunities if it's going to be inconsistent opportunities? And there's never going to be a rhythm that anyone's going to fall in. And then you're going to go out and address them with veterans that you're going to have to pay. And by paying them, you're going to want them to play. And by playing them, you're causing these other guys that you're trying to figure out if they're good or not to not play.
We've all looked at the AAA team, and CJ Cephas is hitting .306 right now. And he moved up from Akron. Chase DeLauder hitting .321. Okay, those are nice averages. Jonathan Rodriguez was hitting something like .336 in AAA. And Jenkenzie Noel has been hitting the ball well since he went back. The difference between those four guys to me, a little bit, Dano, last year Jonathan Rodriguez was one of the best players in AAA baseball. He was really good. And so he's just kind of repeating what he's done. And we joked yesterday about trending appropriately. And Jenkenzie is done fine since he's been down, and he's played well in the AAA in the past. You wonder if those guys have hit their ceiling. You know, you hear about the 4A player. Maybe that's what those guys are. Maybe it's not. Maybe they can figure it out at the major league level. But they've had some chances, and they haven't done it yet. They go back to AAA, and they hit the ball well. Cephas is in AAA for the first time. You know, he seems to have an upward trajectory. Certainly, that's the case with Chase DeLauder as well. And I wonder how long the front office decides to stick with guys who aren't getting the job done as of now at the major league level. 18 guys have had it. I threw this out a couple weeks ago. 18 guys have had at bats for the Guardians this year. 18. 9 of them are hitting under .200. Half of the batters who have come to the plate for the Guardians this year, and some of them not very much. Will Brennan only won 11 at-bats. But half of the guys who have come to the plate for the Guardians this year have a batting average that starts with 1.
They're not walking either.
And I'm including Will Brennan, whose batting average starts with a 0.
This isn't the old Adam Dunn. Well, he's got a .360 on base that he's slugging .500. It's you're not making contact and you're not seeing a lot of as many pitches as you probably should be.
Lane Thomas is trending up last couple of games. Let's hope he keeps that going. Will Wilson, who's been good in the minors, was not good in his very short stint here, but he did get some at-bats. So that's a good thing. He had 51 at-bats. I just wonder, okay, you've given Jonathan Rodriguez a chance to be Giankenzie Noel of last year. He's not hitting very well. 161, Giankenzie hit 146 when he was here. How long do you stick with these guys? And dare we say, and you mentioned it early, David Fry, who hasn't found it yet at the plate, who's a veteran, who is good for you, especially early on last season. Not as good late, but early on last season was good. I wonder how long you keep sticking with this before you think we can do better, and maybe we can do better with a couple of young hot guys in AAA.
Would you buy that this is a veteran showcase? If I were to tell you, okay, the philosophy that they're going with right now is we're going to play Carlos Santana, we're going to play Lane Thomas, we're going to play, I don't know, probably those two, and that might be where it ends.
Maybe Gabe Arias.
Maybe Gabriel Arias. And this is a veteran showcase with the idea being that July 20th, we start taking phone calls of, all right, let's see if we can get some ancillary pieces for these guys to solve two things. A, clean up the logjam, and B, let the kids play. Would you buy that as a philosophy?
I would, except that I look at the standings and see they're 8.5 back and are contending for a wild card. You know what I mean? I think they're trying to win baseball games rather than showcase players. If you're trying to... I don't think you have to necessarily showcase a guy like Carlos Santana. People around the league know what he can do. He had a great May, and he's having a lousy June. And June's almost over, so he's had a lousy month. He's hitting 178 this month. But he has a track record. You know what he's going to do. And his May was good enough that I would think you'd think he can help you. I wonder about the showcasing. A great guy to ask is going to join us next. That's Anthony Castrovince from MLB.com. His thoughts on what this team should do, might do, as the trade deadline approaches, and there are a lot of guys not hitting their weight, literally, on this baseball team. It's Baskin and Phelps with Dano in for Andy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.